We're going to sit here and enjoy, you know, the massive snowfall we're getting right now. We're just going to enjoy that for a bit. Big blast of snow. Land is going to come all across the Great Lakes, move east, give Boston a few more inches because apparently they're short on snow in Boston today. Want to help you out? Sending it your way, Massachusetts. I know you dig it. My next guest says we're short on common sense in Washington. Yeah, no kidding. Blake Harbin, the CEO of Housel Financial, a mortgage lending company in the Southeast. He's been a small business owner for more than two decades, an expert in the real estate industry as well. And he's now running as a candidate for Georgia's 6th Congressional District coming up in November. Obviously, it's a big move and takes a lot to get there. So, Blake, good to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate it. All right, so what made you leave the comfort of your business and step into the unpredictable waters of being a politician?
Well, I was so inspired by how our current administration is doing such a wonderful job in our country.
Yeah. It's awe-inspiring, Blake. I'll give you that. It is remarkable that President Pease in his pants is doing such a wonderful job in the White House. I hope he doesn't soil the furniture. Anyhow, carry on.
Well, and that's kind of the thing about it. As he said, look what I've been able to accomplish in 1 year. And he's right. He has been able to accomplish more than any other president in generations, but in the exact opposite direction.
Well, that's exactly right. He has united America, though. He has. Okay, so just for reference, I love Georgia. I do. I have a child that lives in Georgia. She loves it as well. But where is the 6th Congressional District? What is the makeup? Who are you running against? And what's it going to take for you to come out on top?
Well, the 6th Congressional District is a little bit north of Atlanta. It consists of East Cherokee County, East Cobb County, most of North Fulton, and all of Forsyth County, and all of Dawson County, and a little bit of North Gwinnett. So it's just a few minutes. It still has both Metro Atlanta in it, as well as kind of hitting some of the rural district as well.
All right. So you've got That's your district. I just pulled it up. Looks a bit like Texas the way it's shaped. What's it going to take? Who represents?
That's the old. Yeah.
Oh, that's the old one.
That's the old map. Yeah. It doesn't really pull up the new one very often.
I got you.
We had to draw our own.
Oh, well, fair enough. But who are you running against? Who's the incumbent, if you will?
Lucy McBath was the current incumbent, and she's a Democrat.
Right.
And the way the district is now, I think it's a little bit more favorable in the red direction.
And she's currently a member of Congress, is Lucy McBath, is that correct?
She is the current sitting member.
Yeah. All right, so you believe you can take her on. So let me ask you, what is the temperature, politically speaking, in Georgia right now? Obviously, we've seen the videos of people showing up with dozens of ballots in their hands and throwing them in these ballot boxes on tape. Dozens and dozens of one guy made 53 runs, got paid $45,000 to this whistleblower. So what is the attitude of people that believe that the 2020 election doesn't pass the stink test? And I'm not saying, you know, what may have changed the outcome or how the outcome. I'm not saying anything about machines. I don't know how it happened. But it's pretty clear to me as an outsider that Georgia probably didn't vote for Joe Biden, not straight up. So what is the temperature in the state of Georgia?
The temperature is fired up. Election integrity, believe it or not, is a huge topic here. I mean, it is an ongoing issue that is brought up in almost every, from probably any voter that you come out and talk to, at least on the on the right side, and people are upset. But you know, the big thing is to keep everyone motivated and to understand that their vote does count, and that's where we've passed some of the laws like SB 202, which has at least made it somewhat harder to cheat.
And somewhat harder in what ways? Because I know that there's, of course, those on the left would accuse you of being a racist, a white supremacist, and a knuckle dragger, and all these terrible things, and probably burning crosses in your yard on the weekend because you don't believe that mail-in ballots are safe, and you don't think that people should be able to just walk in and register the same day and vote without an ID because, you know, because that just makes you a racist if you think such things. But the truth is people do have to get out. They do, right?
Oh, 100%. But look, I love how they say that we're racist because we say, oh, you can't go get water. I mean, that's actually, you can bring your own water. You can bring your own food. You can do whatever the heck you want. You just can't have someone come and campaign within 150 feet, which is that's the way it's always been. I can't come down and hand you water and say, hey, vote Blake Harbin for Congress. Here's the water. I know you've been sitting out here all day. You've never been allowed to do that.
Never.
You can't.
Not in my state
never.
Either, by the way. You can, not within 100 feet of the door. You can hand out sandwiches and water, anything you want. But no, you've never been able to do that. Sorry, that's never changed. That's been true. And they make it sound like, oh my gosh, they're trying to kick the guy out who's too dumb to bring his own sandwich to go vote. I mean, really?
The thing about it is, the way we're designed is you're not even going to be standing in line that long anyways. I don't know why you need to be sitting there eating a sandwich. I mean,
right?
You're in and out in like 10, 20 minutes most of the time.
Right, that's right. But they say in big districts and areas and big precincts, it takes forever. Anyhow, there's a whole herd of people running to be the nominee here, which indicates you're right. It must lean red because there's a whole herd of Republicans trying to get into this deal, right? So how do you come out on top with this primary?
Well, I didn't even know they were all in there. From what I heard is once I announced, they all dropped out.
Well, who knew? But what I'm looking at shows seven people. Shows seven people in the run. Is that true or not true?
It is. I think there's currently eight total.
Right. Very exciting.
But it's definitely a heated race, and you know we're going to keep focusing on ours. I'm not really worried about what the other opponents are doing because I got to focus on my own race and exactly what I'm doing, not what everyone else is doing.
Yeah. And they're
so
okay.
The best I can do is.
And so the folks in Georgia are okay with a guy born in Alabama coming there and running for office. They're cool with that, right?
Well, I mean, I've been there since I was 3 years old, so I'm kind of a rarity.
Yeah. You don't say crazy things like Roll Tide at campaign events, right? You don't say that. No.
No, we say go dogs.
There you go. There you go. by the way, congratulations on that national championship. Blake, I wish you the very best, and I hope that Republicans do capture the flag for the 6th Congressional District, and I hope it's you. Thank you for being here.
Hey, I greatly appreciate it. And if any of your listeners, you know, they want to help us out, you can please go to BlakeHarbin.com. That's BlakeHarb as in boy, IN.com, because we obviously need the support, and it costs a lot to run a campaign.
There you go. BlakeHarbin.com. Sir, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, a little flavor from around the country. We'll be right back. Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Does retirement have to wait until my 70s? Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.